اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد وعجيب
بليز ساي سورة الفاتحة. Again, recite louder salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farj.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah بالقاسم محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد وعلى
الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين. دعاء في امام الزمان everybody recite this. إلهي عظم البلاء وبرح الخفاء وانكشف الغطاء وانقطع الرجاء وزاقت الأرض ومنعت السماء وأنت المستعان وإليك المشتكى وعليك المعول في الشدة وآل محمد أولي الأمر الذين فرضت علينا طاعتهم وعرفتنا بذلك منزلتهم ففرج عنا بحق فرجا عاجلا قلم حل البصر يا أقرب everybody loud يا محمد يا علي يا علي يا محمد فإنكما كافيان وانصراني فإنكما ناصران يا مولانا يا صاحب الزمان الغوث 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 أدركني محمد وآله الطاهرين صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد وعجل
فرجهم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه المجيد وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. Please recite aloud, Allahumma salli ala
Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
وعجل فرجهم. Please don't forget saying وعجل فرجهم, because we have narrations that whoever says وعجل فرجهم after salawat, he will definitely become among the companions of Imam Al-Mahdi Abdullah Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif. Salat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wa ajil Farajahu.
Dear brothers and sisters, we were talking on this verse since last 3 nights that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala said that my beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is rahmatan lil alameen, his blessing for the entire world. And we also mentioned that as our prophet is rahmatan lil alameen, in the same way our master, the commander of faithful, Ali ibn Abi Talib also is rahmatan lil alameen. How? Because we have hadith in which Prophet said, أَوَّلُنَا مُحَمَّدٌ أَوْسَطُنَا مُحَمَّدٌ آخِرُنَا مُحَمَّدٌ وَكُلُّنَا مُحَمَّدٌ. We all are Muhammad. Again, I remember a poem in Urdu. The poet says, خَالِقْ نَ كُچْ اِسْ تَرَا اُتَارَي هَيْ مُحَمَّدٌ هَرْ دُور مَيْ هَرْ شَخْصْ كُو پِيَارَي هَيْ مُحَمَّدٌ کیوں درِ زہرا پہ جبریل نے یہ نہیں سوچا کہ پیغام کسے دوں, یہ سارے ہیں محمد. صلوات علی محمد و آل محمد.
اللہ صلی علی محمد و آل محمد و عجل فرجہ.
Okay, we'll translate this also in English, because you know there was a complaint from brothers who speak Urdu. They said, you speak in English, you speak in Arabic, but you are not talking with us in Urdu. So I said, okay, let's just tell you some poems. The poet says, because Brother Saleh translated for him, the poet is saying that, you know, everybody is Muhammad. Prophet said, awwaluna Muhammad, awsatuna Muhammad, akhiruna Muhammad, wa kulluna Muhammad. The message of this poem is that the poet is saying that everybody is Muhammad. Means from Imam Ali till Imam Al-Mahdi, they all are Muhammad. And this is hadith of Prophet, peace be upon him. So as Prophet Muhammad is mercy and rahma lil alameen for the entire world, similarly Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib is also mercy and rahma lil alameen. And we talked about the mercy of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, that Imam is such a great mercy, just looking towards Imam Ali's face is also counted as sabab, as reward, as worship. And today let's go to the another historical proof which is showing that Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib is a mercy. It's been narrated that whenever any person had any problem, was in any difficulty, had any kind of tension or stress, or he was, for example, ill, he used to come to the Prophet and he used to ask the Prophet, Ya Rasulullah, Ya Rasulullah, Ya Rahmatan lil Alameen, O Messenger of God, pray for me, pray for me, pray for me. It's been narrated that whenever people used to come to the Prophet and used to ask the Prophet to pray for them, Prophet used to pray in this way. What did used to Prophet say? Prophet used to say, oh my God, heal this ill guy. Oh my God, heal this ill person. Oh my God, heal this, heal and cure this ill person. Or solve the problem of this person. Or solve the tension of this person. Allahumma irham ala fulanin bihaqqi Ali. Allahu Akbar. What does it mean? Oh my God, solve the problem of this man, solve the problem of that man, heal this man, cure that man in the name of Ali ibn Abi Talib. It's a very lovely point. People used to come to the Prophet and they used to ask the Prophet, Ya Rasulullah, you pray for us. And Prophet used to pray in this way, Allahumma irham ala aliyin bihaqqi Ali. Allahu Akbar. It's lovely. And there's another lovely point. You know, Prophet every time used to pray in this way, every time Prophet used to ask any, used to pray for all the mu'min in this way. So once there was some people in the court of the Prophet, they said, you know, it's not just, we are also with the Prophet every time. But you know, Prophet every time mentions Ali ibn Abi Talib, he never says in our name, he never prays for people in our name, he never says that, you know, Allahumma irham ala fulan bihaqqi fulan. He every time mentions the name of Ali ibn Abi Talib, it's not just. You know, there were two people, one of them was clever. He said, no problem. Inshallah, once Ali ibn Abi Talib will get ill and he'll come to the Prophet, peace be upon him, and Prophet will pray for him, and inshallah, we are every time with the Prophet, Prophet maybe takes our name. And what happened, after a few days, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib became ill. And Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib came to the Prophet and he said, Ya Rasulullah, pray for me. Ya Rasulullah, I'm ill, pray for me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala heals me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cures me. Now what happened, there was nobody else except the Prophet, Imam Ali, and these two people. Now what happened, they were thinking, oh, it's a good chance, now Prophet will take our name. You know, Imam Ali himself has come to pray for him. Now what happened, they were waiting that definitely Prophet will take our name. But what happened, Prophet raised his hands and he said, Allahumma irham ala aliyin bihaqqi Ali. Oh my God, send your mercies on Ali in the name of Ali ibn Abi Talib. Salat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wa ajil
faraj. Allahumma irham ala aliyin bihaqqi Ali. Now, you know, these people were hypocrites, they were munafiq, and they said, oh, Prophet, what is this? You know, every time you used to take the name of Ali ibn Abi Talib and used to pray for other people, and even today when Ali is asking for help, when Ali is asking for mercy, when Ali is asking for prayer, you are asking for Ali ibn Abi Talib by the name of Ali ibn Abi Talib. Why don't you take our name or other people's name? Prophet get angry, rahmatan lil alameen became angry. He said, what are you saying? You are saying, why did I take the name of Ali ibn Abi Talib when I was praying for Ali ibn Abi Talib? Oh, people, listen, whenever I pray for myself, I also pray in the name of Ali ibn Abi Talib. Salat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. When I pray for my own self, when Prophet prays for his own self, when Prophet gets ill or Prophet faces with any problem, he says, Ya Allah, help me in the name of Ali ibn Abi Talib. You know, Ali ibn Abi Talib is mercy for us. He is rahmah, like the Prophet is rahmah. Now let's go to the door of Ali ibn Abi Talib and seek help from Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib. Or say, Oh my master, Ya Ali ibn Abi Talib, help us that we could do good actions. From yesterday we started a new topic that our actions are very important in our life. Our actions are making our future. Our actions can destroy our future. Allahu Akbar. Now seek help from Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib. Seek help from Ahlul Bayt and ask them that help us. We could do the good deeds. We could do the good actions. We could perform the good actions. Yesterday, I told you that actions have a very important role in our life. They can destroy our life and they can make a very good, happy, joyful life for us. But sometimes, as I told you, we do some actions which are destroying our life. We are performing some deeds which are devastating our life. Why? Yesterday I told you one of the reasons is ignorance. Jahala. Jahle basit and murakkab, both of them. This is one of the reasons. I don't know something, so I'm performing this action, and I'm facing problem. I don't know that this action is going to destroy my life. Okay? So we have to remove jahala, achieve knowledge of actions, and inshallah we will not face this problem. But sometimes, we know that this thing is bad for me. For example, those people who smoke. Is there anybody smoker?
No.
Those people who smoke, alhamdulillah, nobody's here. He knows that this is dangerous for me. The smoker, he knows that this cigarette is going to spoil my lungs. It's going to devastate my life, but still he's smoking. What is the reason? Now he has the knowledge, he has the ilm. Why is he smoking? Because of ghafla. This is the second thing, because of which we are doing wrong deeds, we are doing bad actions and destroying our life. Ghafla, negligence. We are negligent and heedless of our actions sometimes. I know that this is bad. I know that this action is dangerous for me, but I'm still doing. Why? I have the knowledge that this action or this thing is going to destroy my life. Still, I'm doing it. Why? What's the reason? The reason is ghafla, negligence. This is also very dangerous. Al-ghafla too, dangerous, it's very dangerous. Negligence, heedlessness, is very dangerous. And there are four kinds of ghafla. As there were two kinds of jahl yesterday, I talked to you about it. And today I don't have enough time to talk about the all four kinds of ghafla. Inshallah, I'll mention just one of them. Ghafla is very dangerous. You know something, but because you are ghafil, you are negligent, you are doing the same action and again destroying your life. The first kind of ghafla, the most dangerous ghafla, the most dangerous negligence, and that is negligence and heedlessness about your enemy. If you have an enemy, he can kill you, he can destroy your life anytime. You should be alert, but you are negligent, you are ghafil, you're not thinking about it. This is very dangerous. Al-ghaflatu 'inda al-'adu, negligence and heedlessness about your enemy. Now, who is my enemy? Allah is informing us, who is your enemy? There are three enemies: shaytan, nafs ammara, and this world, ad-dunya. I just talk a little bit about all of them because time is too short. We also have a speech in Arabic and then Musib also. There are four kinds of ghafla, four kinds of negligence, four kinds of heedlessness. One of them is al-ghaflatu 'inda al-'adu, negligence and heedlessness about your enemy. And you have three kinds of enemies. One of them is shaytan. Allah is saying, inna shaytana aduwwun mubeen. Shaytan is very dangerous for you. He's waiting for a chance to attack on you. And especially if you were ghafil, if you were negligent, if you were heedless, then you will be destroyed. Shaytan is saying, oh my God, Allah asked shaytan to get out of my court, get out of the paradise. Shaytan said, فَبِعِزَّتِكَ لَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. I will misguide all the servants, all the people of Adam, all the children of Adam. Why? Because you are throwing me out of the paradise because of Adam. So I will misguide all the children of Adam. إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمُ الْمُخْلَصِينَ. Except those who are ma'asum, mukhlas are ma'asum, or the real followers of ma'asumeen, they are mukhlas. Shaitan is saying, I will misguide all the people except the ma'asumeen or the real followers of ma'asumeen who follow ma'asumeen 100%. So now this is our enemy. Shaitan is our enemy. If we were negligent, if we were ghafil, he'd attack on us. But unfortunately, we are ghafil. Shaitan is saying, oh my God, I will sit on sirat mustaqim. I will sit on the right path and detour the people to the wrong path. You know, sometimes some people don't come to the mosque. So, you know, they are in the hands of shaitan. But sometimes some people who are coming to the mosque, they are very dangerous for shaitan. So shaitan is saying, I'll sit on sirat al-mustaqim, on the right path, and I'll detour the people. I'll send them to the wrong path. How? Now Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salatu wa salam. Imam Muhammad al-Baqir is teaching us, is informing us that how can shaitan sit on the right path, on the sirat al-mustaqim, and detour us and misguide us. Imam said the people, for example, come to the mosque. They are mu'mineen that are coming to the mosque. They are praying. Now shaitan is misguiding them. Yuwaswisu fi suduri an-nas min al-jannati wan-nas. Now he's detouring them. You've come to the mosque, you've come to pray. Now you're saying, Allahu Akbar, you want to pray. Shaitan comes in your mind. You are on the Sirat al-Mustaqim, you've come here to pray. Now shaitan comes and yuwaswis. He comes and misguides you. He says, you know, many people are looking towards you. Pray a very good namaz, pray a very good salat. So people say, MashaAllah, kya kehna, what a good man, huh? What a faithful man. He'll sit on the right path, on Sirat al-Mustaqim, and misguides us. I'm praying, I've come to the mosque, I've left everything, I've left my house, I've come, you know, by car, maybe from a very far place, for Salatul Jum'ah, for Namaz al-Jama'at, and when I come here, I say, Allahu Akbar, I'm not praying for Allah, I'm praying for the people. This is how shaitan is misguiding us. Enlarging this world for us, and making the akhirah small in our eyes. This is how shaitan is misguiding us. Allahu Akbar. Imam Baqir is informing us, you know, how shaitan misguides you from Sirat al-Mustaqim. You've come to the mosque to pray. Shaitan is saying, pray for the people. You've come with the intention of praying for Allah, but now you are doing riyakari, showing off to show the people. Allahu Akbar. It's very dangerous. Because I said the time is limited, I'm just talking a little bit about this subject, about these enemies. One of the enemies is shaitan, who is trying to misguide you. If you were negligent and ghafil and heedless about your enemy shaitan, then your life is destroyed. The second enemy is nafs ammara. And this is very dangerous. Even Prophet Yusuf is saying, Lawla burhanu rabbi, if God would have not helped me, the clouds of shaitan and nafs ammara, which tried to misguide me, if I was not a prophet, I might have done what they wanted from me. Lawla burhanu rabbi, if I was not the prophet of God, if I was not helped by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, maybe I was going to do the same what Zulaikha was wanting for me. Allah, this is verse of Quran informing us that the Prophet also saying that Nafsi Ammara is very dangerous. But sometimes we are ordinary people, we say, oh no, I'm very powerful. Yeah, you should be the powerful man. You should defeat your Nafsi Ammara, but don't be negligent. This is very dangerous. It's been asked from one of the great scholars, Ayatullah Muqaddas Ardibaili. He was a very great scholar. He was one of those people who met Imam al-Mahdi for many times. And he was that great scholar, according to what we've learned from ulama and many great books. Whenever Muqaddas Ardibaili used to go in front of the dariq of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib in Najaf, he used to say, As-salamu alayka ya Ali ibn Abi Talib. The doors were open, and Imam used to reply, he used to say, Wa alayka salam ya Muqaddas Ardibaili. Such a great person. Some people came to him and they said, Ya Muqaddas Ardibaili, we have a question. He said, Bismillah. They said, if you were alone with a woman in a room, what will you do? How will you react? Will you commit the sin or you will leave it? Such a great person. He didn't say that I will commit the sin or I will leave it. The only thing he said, I ask Allah to save me from this situation. Muqaddas Ardibaili. And we, you know, many times we are in a room with the Namahram, in the house with the Namahram, and we think that, you know, we are great people and nothing going to happen. Shaitan is saying when a woman and a man are alone in a room or alone in a house, the third person is Shaitan and Nafsi Ammara. Don't be negligent. Ayatullah Muqaddas Ardibaili is saying, I wish I don't go in this situation. It's very dangerous because Nafsi Ammara is dangerous. Nafsi Ammara has, you know, defeated many people. You should be powerful. You should be like Hur. Defeat your Nafsi Ammara. Don't be like Ibn Sa'd, who was defeated by his Nafsi Ammara. So the second enemy is Nafsi Ammara. You have to defeat Nafsi Ammara. It's very important. Never be negligent. Never become ghafil of Nafsi Ammara. The third enemy is Ad-Dunya. This world. This world is not bad. Ahlul Bayt are not asking us to leave this world and you just come and sit in the mosque and pick up the rosary and start praying. Just keep praying. No. Ahlul Bayt are saying prayer. Come for Friday prayers. Come for Salatul Jama'ah. Come to the mosque and also go to, you know, your job. Earn money. Ahlul Bayt are not stopping us from earning money. It's very important, you know. We see in narrations that there were some people, they left working, they left everything, they came and sat in the mosque. Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib asked, you know, what are they doing? They said, you know, people said, MashaAllah, Ya Maulana, these people are very faithful. From morning till night, they keep praying, they are not working. They are, MashaAllah, very good people. Imam said, take them out of the mosque. The mu'min is he who earns in this world, works in this world, and also comes to the mosque. This is mu'min. Islam is not asking us to leave the world, but Islam is saying, be careful. Don't be attached to the world. The world is an enemy. It could be your enemy. If you are attracted to that world, every time thinking about the world, every time you are, you know, trying to just stay in this world is not your house. If you think that this world is your house, then you are in problem. This world is a hotel, is a room which you have rented for 80 years, for 100 years. Your real house is وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى الدُّنْيَا مَزْرَعَةُ الْآخِرَةِ. If you think dunya as a mazraha, mazra'atul akhirah, then you can live very good life. Then dunya is not dangerous for you. You think that whatever you do in this world, you'll get it in that world. So you will do the good deeds to get good things in that world. In this case, a dunya is not dangerous for you. But sometime, when you are attached to the world, you are every time thinking about the world, not thinking about the akhirah, when you have forgotten akhirah because of dunya, then this dunya is your enemy. Imam is saying, be careful of this enemy. It is dangerous. So these are three enemies. Many times we are negligent and ghafil from these enemies. We shouldn't be. So the second reason why we do bad deeds, why we do bad actions, is because we are ghafil. The first thing, we are jahil. The second thing, we are ghafil. Now we'll pray inshallah, and tomorrow if I have time, we'll talk about the other three kinds of ghafla. Now inshallah, we pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us and save us from ghafla, from negligence. And this is very dangerous. If you see in the time of Imam al-Hussein, why people didn't help him out? because they were ghafil. They knew that he is Imam Hussein, he is son of Prophet, he is one of those Sayyidah Shabab al-Jannah, he is Husaynun Minni wa Ana Minhu. They knew, they were not jahil, they were not ignorant. They knew that he is a great person, but they were ghafil, negligent. We shouldn't be ghafil, we shouldn't be jahil, we shouldn't be negligent. And because of negligence, we can destroy our life. Just one of these sins which can destroy our life. And then Arabic and Muslim, inshallah. Do we have time? I think we have 15 minutes. I'll finish in 5 minutes, inshallah. The second thing, the second bad deed, the second bad action, one of them I mentioned yesterday, was qatl, murder and abortion and suicide. These were one of those sins which are going to devastate and destroy people's life. The second sin, which the second bad deed, the second bad action which I want to mention today is drinking alcohol. It's very dangerous. Drinking alcohol is very dangerous. And again, as I gave you the example of cigarette smoking, many people know that, you know, alcohol is going to spoil our kidney, our, you know, liver, our heart, our brain, our stomach, our whole body. Still they're drinking alcohol. Why? Because they are ghafil. It's very dangerous. Drinking alcohol, there are many narrations, I don't have time. They're summarizing it. Drinking alcohol is very dangerous. Quran is saying it's dangerous for you this world and hereafter. And also Bible is saying don't drink wine, it ruins your life. Now you say, Alhamdulillah, MashaAllah alaykum salam. We are not drinking alcohol. Alhamdulillah, that's good, we are not drinking alcohol. But listen to this narration. Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salatu wa salam is saying that Salat
Muhammad.
Okay, you are not drinking alcohol, but even if you sit on a table where alcohol is served, so you could be cursed one too. It's very important. Alhamdulillah, we don't drink alcohol. But sometimes we are, for example, in a meeting with some friends, and we are sitting on the same table where alcohol is served. Imam As-Sadiq is saying if you sit on that table where alcohol is served, then you are also cursed one. Allahu Akbar. Why? Because Imam is saying maybe Allah sends, definitely Allah sends his curses on that person who is drinking alcohol, and you, because you are sitting with that guy, you will also be cursed. Allahu Akbar. Very important. And also Prophet is saying, Imam is saying, never give your daughter to someone who drinks alcohol. Very important. Imam is saying, if you just see because he's wealthy, he's rich, or he has a lot of money, you give your daughter to someone who's drinking alcohol, actually you are sending your daughter for adultery. Allahu Akbar. So it's very important to abstain from this sin, and abstain from those places where alcohol is served. And there were many other narrations, riwayat, and proofs about the danger, about the bad thing of alcohol, which inshallah we might talk about it later on, inshallah, some other time. So we pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he helps us and he makes us far from negligence, from ghafla. And we ask Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, the merciful Imam, the merciful, the universe, to help us that we could perform the good actions and good deeds. Salat al-Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Wa'ajil. Fi shi khams da'ay bil arabi, inshallah. كنا نتكلم بالعربي عن صفات المنافقين. ما هي صفات المنافقين؟ يعني أحيانا نحن مسلمين ولكننا نعمل أعمالا كأعمال المنافقين. صفات المنافقين تكلمنا أن المنافقين إنهم لا يحبون اليتامى ولا يساعدون اليتامى ولا يحدون على طعام المسكين ولا يصلون واوا. وقرأنا من دعاء أبي حمزة الثمالي كمان أنه ما هي صفات المنافقين. واليوم أريد أن أشير إلى صفة ثانية، صفة أخرى. صفة المنافقين هي أن المنافقين لا يحبون أن يساعدوا أحدا، وأيضا يمنعون من الخير ويمنعون المعون، مناع للخير. ما يساعد حدا، لا يساعد أحدا، ولكنه يمنع من المساعدة، لا ينفق في سبيل الله، لا يساعد الفقراء والمساكين. وهذا خطير جدا. إذا نحن لا نساعد الفقراء والمساكين، وبالظهر حكينا في صلاة الجمعة أنه بسبب هذا العمل السيء، ترك مساعدة الفقراء والمساكين واليتامى، إن عبادتنا لن تقبل. الله سبحانه وتعالى لا يقبل عباداتنا. لا صلاتنا ولا صومنا ولا حجنا ولا أي عمل من أعمالنا. لا يقبل الله تبارك وتعالى أعمالنا إذا تركنا الإنفاق، إذا تركنا مساعدة الفقراء والمساكين واليتامى. ضروري جدا أن نساعد المساكين واليتامى. هذه هي صفة المنافقين، أنهم لا يساعدون المساكين، أنهم لا يساعدون اليتامى، أنهم لا ينفقون في سبيل الله. مع الأسف إذا كان مؤمنا وكان لا يساعد المسلمين المحتاجين اليتامى المساكين، فإنه يوجد فيه أحد صفات المنافقين، وهذا خطير جدا. طب إن شاء الله بكرة بنحكي أكثر على هذا الموضوع. بس هلا صفة أخرى من صفات المؤمنين هي التوكل. المؤمن هو الذي يتوكل على الله تبارك وتعالى. إن شاء الله بكرة نحكي على التوكل، أن المؤمن هو الذي يتوكل على الله تبارك وتعالى. كيف يجب علينا أن نتوكل على الله؟ إن شاء الله غدا سوف نتكلم، لأن الوقت قليل جدا. فإن شاء الله عندنا مصيبة، وبعدين إن شاء الله بكرة نسعى نتكلم أكثر على هذا الموضوع إن شاء الله. صلاة على محمد وآل محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Everybody, ya Allah, ya Allah. I'm sinner, I'm wrongdoer, I've committed many sins, but I've heard from your saints, from your prophets, from your imams, that you are Ghaffarun Rahim. You are the most forgiver, you forgive our sins. The poet is saying in Farsi, Ya Rab man agar gunahkaram che kunam. Oh my God, I've committed sins, I know I've done wrong. Tell me, what should I do now? Bichare o sharm saram che kunam. I feel shy in your court, I've done so many sins in front of you. Tell me, what should I do? Hachan ke baste'am be khud rahe nijat. I've closed the doors of mercy by committing sin. اما به درت امیدوارم چه کنم. But ya Allah, I hope that you will help me, because you are the most merciful of all. تو کریمی، تو رحیمی، تو غفوری. You are Kareem, you are Rahim, you are Ghafoor, you are merciful, you are forgiver. Kon ze tariki mara rahiye noor. Save me from filthiness of sins and send me towards good deeds, ya Allah. Hey Rahim, e mehraban, حی قدیر، جان زهرا و علی دستم بگی. In the name of Bibi Zahra and Imam Ali, help me, ya Allah. In the name of Imam Zainul Abidin, forgive my sins, ya Allah. Allahu Akbar, just a little musibah of Imam Zainul Abidin. Dear brothers and sisters, it has been narrated from the time when Imam Zainul Abidin went back to Medina, every time he used to shed tear for his father Hussein, every time he used to cry for his father Hussein. It's been narrated, when Imam Zainul Abidin used to look towards water, when he used to do wudu, when he used to look towards water, he used to cry and say, As-salamu alayka ya Aliyun al-Asghar. You were 6 months old, and people oppressors kill you thirsting. It's been narrated once, when Imam Zainul Abidin saw a butcher slaughtering an animal, Imam Zainul Abidin ran towards that butcher and stopped him from slaughtering the animal. And Imam asked him, "Oh butcher, did you give him water?" The butcher used to cry and say, "Oh my master, I gave him water. I am Muslim. I've heard from Prophet, before you slaughter an animal, give him water." It has been narrated, now Imam Zainul Abidin used to look towards Karbala and cry and say, "As-salamu al-Husayn." Oh my father, people give water to animals before they slaughter them. But Ya Hussein, you were son of Prophet, you were son of Zahra and Ali. They cut your head without giving a drop of water to you, Ya Allah. In the name of Imam Zain al-Abidin, forgive us our sins, accept our prayers, Ya Allah. Help us, we could abstain, stay far from bad action and bad deeds, Ya Allah. Recite Surah Al-Fatiha for you, Muhammad, for my Muhammad, and for all the mu'min who passed away to you. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم
اللهم صل على محمد
الله اكبر